And I don't seem like the white goes around like they used to. And I had a big old red cap on. The top notch is red. And so I don't know whether they don't be here anymore or not.
Did you ever hear a man call a peckerwood, and is that a kind of a joke,
yeah,
or is it an insult?
Yeah.
Or?
Kind of something like that, I guess. Yeah, he's a regular peckerwood. But he would be, and you know those old birds, well, up country out down in the garden down there. They're after insects is what they're after, and I guess if we kept them sprayed, I guess they wouldn't do that. But now these out here, there are some, but that one down there, you couldn't put your finger down hardly. But I guess the water was, you know, it's low down there, and I guess that must have been the reason why. I don't know what else that made the insects come up in it more. I don't know. Don't know what, but there's something, some reason, somewhere or another.
What kind of insects used to sting you?
Well, old hornets and bumblebees and wasps. Now this, bees, we had bees here. I had 23 hives at one time.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. And they got to hurting me, so I had to quit and get rid of them. But, and Bub was afraid of them too. But they're the most fascinating thing that you can have, nearly.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you study them and learn about them, they're just like anything else. And if you learn their way, well, they'll learn your way too. And if you're an enemy to them, they know it as quick as anything.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. They're that sensitive.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe if anyone would eat honey all the time, all their life, I believe there'd be lots of diseases that they wouldn't, like ulcers, and they say arthritis, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, because you see, it goes back to the nature, because it's all outside, because the old bee makes it out of nature's things.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's too bad you had to get rid of yours.
Yes, I really liked them. And now Dad had honey and bees when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they got so they bothered he and mother too, and they had to quit. But now there's lived in Paris, and he could just take bees and go in with them and not put nothing on or nothing. But he could just handle them like anything.
Never would
mm-hmm.
bite.
No, uh-uh. And he had bees. He's in the nursing home now. But it wasn't the bees that bothered him.
Mm-hmm.
And he had bees when he had to quit. And he just really, I know I've seen him, people would call him, you know, I had a swarm of bees, and he'd take the limb, cut it off, and then go into town, and with hanging that thing on hanging on the outside of his car, and he's driving, and take it on in, and to
right?
put it in his house. He kept hives ready for extra bees all the time.
He had a great skill with it.
He did. Some people can do that, and some can't.
What do you call a little bug? Is not so little. It has two pairs of wings and goes over water and hovers and darts.
Oh,
over.
Yeah. Hummingbird. No, that wouldn't be.
That would be a bird. This, I think, is an insect of some kind. Some people say there's a snake around. If you see.
Oh, we call them old. Snake doctors.
Snake doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they really, do they find...
I don't know. They might be. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Well, you don't see them nothing like only in kind of swampy, wet places. Now, I don't know. They might be. I don't know.
And did you have malaria very much? Were you troubled in your childhood with malaria?
Oh, yes. A long time ago we did have a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do to control the
quinine is what we had to take.
Uh-huh.
But, don't seem like anything much. We'd have mosquito bars that my mother'd use off and on us when we was little.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember anything that she sprayed with or anything like that. Mm-hmm. See, we didn't have nothing much like that, sprays and nothing. That cost money too, and we didn't have them then. Mm-hmm. So I don't, and smokes, we'd build smokes, you know, in the late in the afternoon, and that'd drive the odor of old rags and things like that, or anything that'd make a smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And out and open.
What would you have, what were those bugs that would get under your skin if you walked through weeds or something?
Chiggers.
Chiggers.